It's a trying time that challenges all of our basic assumptions. However, one thing that brings us all together is our common humanity. Now more than ever, teams must come together and work together to solve big challenges. And Trello is here to help. Trello, part of Atlassian's collaborative suite, is an app with an easy-to-understand visual format plus tons of features that make working with your team functional and just plain fun. Teams of all shapes and sizes and companies like Google, Fender, and even Costco all use Trello to collaborate and get work done. With Trello, you can work with your team wherever you are, whether it's at home or in an office. No matter what device you're using, computer, tablet, or phone, Trello syncs across all of them, so you can stay up to date on all the things your team cares about. Keep your workflow going from wherever you are with Trello. Try Trello for free and learn more at Trello.com. That's Trello.com. Trello.com.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
One of our favorite guys on this program, Mind Overweight, a new book from Ian K. Smith, obviously written before the coronavirus, but it basically says how to curb your cravings, you know, how not to get fat, especially since everybody's at home right now.
Are you hunkered down in Chicago?
I am hunkered down. I'm in my man cave,
yeah.
And, you know, I got to tell you guys, I have done, you guys aren't, are you guys shelter in place?
No, because our governor's an idiot, but, well, bars and restaurants are done, obviously. They've been done for weeks now. We have more open than a lot of states because of our governor's an idiot one more time.
But the mayor closed the parks yesterday.
But the golf courses are open.
Yeah, right. Nobody's playing basketball, but everybody's golfing.
Yeah, you still do that, so.
Well, you guys, I gotta tell you something. You know, we've known each other for a long time, and you know, I look at the map of the states that remain open,
yeah.
And as a scientist and physician, it just boggles my mind.
Yeah,
I mean,
stupid scientists. Yeah, of course it's irresponsible. You know,
it's just irresponsible. And I want to say this, and you know, listen, all of us are hurting. It's inconvenient to all of us. It's taking a financial toll on all of us. But I have to say that. You can't put a dollar value in people's lives.
No.
You know, we can bounce back. We'll make our money back. The economy's going to come back. But let's ride this thing out. I mean, geez, people are dying by the thousands. This is just outrageous.
Yeah, the more we sacrifice now, we'll get back to normal sooner.
We talked to, you know, two or three other doctors or friends of ours we have on the radio here on various times. We had one on earlier. She's based in Philadelphia. She's deals with this all the time. And rightly so. For doctors, it seems like every life matters, and the media, not the media, not blaming the media, but people that discount this just think it's numbers. Well, I didn't know anybody that died. That kind of crap, you know?
Yeah, it's just, yeah. You know, anyways, I just hope people who, even though the governor hasn't issued a shelter in place, just trust me when I tell you this thing is deadly, it's contagious, and no one's immune to it. No, everyone's vulnerable. I don't care about your race, your gender, your age. We're all susceptible, so everyone just use your own, you know, rational, good common sense. Stay home. We'll get through this, and then we'll be all right. But we gotta squash this thing. And the best way to squash it is not to give it to each other. So hopefully, people will pay attention and listen and do just that.
Say the word "idiot" for me, Dr. Ian.
Well, the new thing is they call it COVIDiot.
Yes,
COVIDiot. I like that. COVID-iot. I like that.
Yeah, right. A lot of COVIDiots out there.
Well, the book obviously it's not about the COVID virus or the coronavirus, but it's about, you know, but people are at home right now. One of my favorite things seeing on the internet is close the fridge. You're not hungry. You're just bored. and we also heard the quarantine 15. People are going to get fat.
Yeah.
How do you curb your cravings when people want comfort food in times of crisis?
Yes. Well, my book is timely. Mind Overweight really is all about what goes on in your mind. Let me tell you this, number one. People who are most successful at weight loss and staving those cravings and making good decisions are people who have their mind in the right place. They have found their motivation. They can keep their motivation. They know how to control their food environment. They can boost their confidence. These are all the things I talk about in the book. It's a short little book, very succinct, but I've always wanted to write this book because I think that this is where everything starts. If your mind is not in the right place, I don't care how good the plan is, I don't care how good your trainer is, your exercise plan, it's not going to work. One of the chapters is crush the cravings. And what people have to understand is that a craving is actually a temporary thing. It's a temporary stimulus. Here's the difference between cravings and hunger. Hunger is physiologic. Your body is saying, hey, guys, I need to be fed. It's like the oil light in your car. When you're low on oil, the oil light comes on. And no matter how many times you turn the car off and turn it back on, that oil light's still going to come on until you put the oil in. Cravings are different. Cravings are like when you get into the car and the Bluetooth message comes up and says, hey, do you want to connect your Bluetooth? And if you don't touch it, that prompt will go away over a period of time when you drive off. That's what a craving is. You can actually outlast cravings. They typically last 10 to 15 minutes. They can be outlast if you do nothing, but unfortunately, we give in to them too fast.
Yeah. How do you get your mind in the right place?
Well, the first thing is to understand whether or not you're ready for change, actually. Too many people try to make changes when they're not ready. They may have stress at work, stress at home. They may be emotional about certain issues. So the first chapter of the book gives you a quick assessment to determine whether or not this is actually the right time for you to make a change. Once you do that, then I talk about how do you find your motivation. What's intrinsic motivation, which means motivation from internal, and then what are external motivators? Things like, for example, I want to lose weight because I want to look good on vacation. That's an external motivator because you are being motivated by something, you know, a reward at the end of it, versus an intrinsic motivator means I want to lose weight because I don't want to get heart disease. I want to feel good. So that's intrinsic. So a combination of both intrinsic or internal and external motivators are key. In the book, I give you a list of different internal and external motivators that you can use to try to keep your motivation going.
I'm going to give you a personal anecdote here because I think my mind was in the right place. I was traveling when this all went down, so I cut my vacation short. I came back home, and once vacation was over, my wife and I planned a little purge. We were going to go like 28 days without drinking, and we were going to get one of the Dr. Ian K. Smith books, and you'll eat right. And then, well, they said stay home, and then my mind was not in the right place.
Vodka started calling them. Vodka called them. Yeah.
That's the problem we have with your books is you never include alcohol.
He knows that.
That's where we go wrong.
He knew that would come up eventually on the show.
Of course.
I have the book in my hand, by the way, Mind Overweight, Dr. Ian K. Smith. And what I do like the fact that it is small. You can read it. It doesn't seem overwhelming. I'm looking through it right now. COVIDiots could probably even read it. You're right. So it's really, I like it. It seems simple. It seems like some of you really, and we're all stuck at home reading, so why not?
Can I tell you guys something sure. Kind of inside baseball here?
Yeah.
So I fought with my publisher on this book.
Why?
I fought because I told them I want it to be a smaller book. I don't want it to be a huge book. It's an easy read, and I want it to be cheaper. So, like, it's on Amazon for $13.99, which is the cheapest book I've ever had.
Yeah.
But we had we thought about it. I said, listen, guys, it's not about always, like, charging a lot of money. This is great information. Let's make it accessible to as many people as possible. So I won, finally. So it's discounted on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. But I wrote the book with the idea of this. If you're in a plane on the East Coast and you fly to the West Coast, I want you to finish that book by the time you land. And so
easily.
That's why you see it in such a small package.
Right, right.
I have a question for you, Doc, and you're the expert about this, and we go round and round with other doctors about it. And I hear all kinds of different science, but the benefit of supplements. For example, the coronavirus, I heard, you just got to eat a lot of zinc. But then I hear, the trouble with the zinc and all the supplements is you might eat that pill, but your body doesn't absorb it. What can you do? You know, you eat fish oil. Can you add something to the fish oil to make sure your body absorbs it and for other supplements too?
What a great question. So here's the deal. First of all, the issue of using supplements now or in general is to boost your immune system, right? So we all want to boost our immune system. Hopefully it will help the immune system fight the virus better, okay? Because the issue with the virus is that it keeps replicating over and over and over again. And when it replicates to a certain number, it overwhelms our immune system, okay? So let's boost our immune system. Supplements are the second tier of what you want to use because what you're saying to me is it's called bioavailability, which means that even though you take this pill and it has all these nutrients in them, they're not always made available to your body. You can't absorb them all. They're not always bioactive. You know, they're there, but your body can't use them. That's called bioavailability. Guess where the best bioavailability is for these nutrients?
Where?
In food?
Real food.
Food.
Real food.
Yeah, real food, right.
So you do things like on my Instagram, and people should follow me on Instagram, at Dr. Ian Smith, spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith. I talk about immune boosters, things like broccoli, garlic, ginger, almonds, citrus, yogurt with probiotics. There are tons and tons. Chromium is good. There are tons of nutrients in just regular food.
Hey, hey, Todd drinks a lot. Todd drinks a lot of ginger beer. Is that cool? He does.
Well, it's better than ginger-less beer, I guess.
Okay. It's in a Moscow Mule with vodka, but it's ginger beer. Okay, okay, cool.
But to get
hey, you
the,
know what, guys? You know, guys, let me tell you something. My next book next year is going to be a plan that actually allows alcohol. I'm not kidding
that, you. You know what? You better. I want to thank you.
Thanks for thinking of us.
I want to thank you in your forward to us. All right.
Okay. It's called Fast Burn.
See,
you watch. Next
Todd,
year,
Todd and Tyler, I credit Todd and Tyler for saying, put a chapter in here about alcohol is okay once in a while.
Yeah. But I go round and round.
I know you talk to a lot of people, but I want credited.
About the supplements.
Okay, I'll give you some credit.
All right. I'll hold you to that.
What are there? 90, 95 essential nutrients that you have to take? And I put that pen to paper once, and you'd have to eat like 18 pounds of food a day. To get all of those essential nutrients. So,
some nutrients are called essential, which means that your body, can't make them, and so you need to get them through food, certain kind of minerals and chemicals. But here's the deal, though, phytonutrients. But here's the deal. The deal is that the average person, believe it or not, and this is the truth, the average person actually gets almost all they need through regular food. I'm serious.
Yeah.
The supplements industry has you believing, listen, I'm going to give you three times the amount you need of vitamin A and vitamin C. But guess what, guys? If you eat a decent cuisine, and I'm not saying eat healthy all the time, but if you ate 65% decent food, studies have shown you get more than enough. But, you know, people believe supplements are the easy way to do it. And, you know, so that's why it's a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Are they hurting me if I take too many supplements or just not doing good?
You can take too many supplements, actually. That's a good question. So, even though here's the expression I say, there can be too much of even a good thing, right? So too much vitamin A is bad for you. It can cause all kinds of problems. Now, does it happen frequently? No. But people who say, well, instead of taking one, I'll take five because I'll get five times the benefit, it doesn't work that way.
No.
So be very careful about doing that.
Mind Overweight, the book is out in Amazon stores right now. Dr. Ian K. Smith with us. Curb Your Cravings, Find Motivation, Hit Your Number in 7 Simple Steps. Once again, you're right. It's an easy read. It's a smaller book, and for people that are intimidated by reading.
What are you doing?
Or the audio.
Yeah. Or the audio. Oh, that's right. Yeah, the audio.
Yeah, I did the audio, so it's actually me reading. So if you can withstand my voice, I read the book to you, and we have a nice digital copy. But also, I'm going to make an offer. Since people are sheltered in place at home, you guys are at home. I can't technically say you're sheltered in place,
right,
but people are more at home. I'm going to give away free workouts, at-home workouts. I have two videos that I'll give. So if you pick up a copy of Mind Overweight, hit me on Instagram, at Dr. Ian Smith, spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith, or send me an email, mindoverweightbook@gmail.com, and I'll send you a free workout, 25-minute workout you do right in your home or your backyard.
You got friends everywhere, and you got family everywhere, I'm sure, Doc. Has COVID touched your family directly yet? Are you worried? Obviously, we're all worried, but, I mean, is everybody safe and healthy in your family?
Knock on wood, family's good. However, one of my really good friends who's an anchor for NBC in Detroit, he actually got it. He was bad shape, guys. Young guy, 32,
right.
Two kids and a wife. He was in bad shape, went to the hospital. Knock on wood, thank you, God, he's home. And he goes back to work on Monday. So he recovered from it, but it's scary, man. The way he described it was, and I was, of course I'm talking to him. I mean, he was so weak. People talk about fatigue. He said he wanted to go down and get some Tylenol downstairs because he was sequestered in his room upstairs.
Right.
He couldn't make it past the steps. He sat down.
Whoa.
And his wife was like, what's wrong with you? He's like, I can't move. I just literally can't move. Oh. This thing is serious, man. So people have to take this seriously, you know?
Yeah, Chris Cuomo's been saying that about how bad shape he is sometime when he was talking. He's still sequestered.
What else are you doing to stay sane? You got a workout room in the house? Are you binging?
Well, you know what, guys? Honestly, and I know people are suffering and this is tough for everyone. I am actually thriving. I have a workout room, not fancy, but some weights. I've been lifting weights stronger than ever, honestly. My weight's increased. Also, I finished my book for next year. For 2021.
Is that the one with alcohol in it? That's the one with alcohol in it?
That's the one with alcohol. Fast Burn with alcohol, yes.
Okay.
I got a book coming out in October. I'm writing fiction, too, now.
Oh, that's right.
I wrote a mystery coming out in October with Amazon called The Unspoken. I'm just being productive. Listen, guys, how many times have we said, if I could be home and I had time to do this and time to do that, guess what, guys? We got the time. So let's not whine about it. Let's be productive. So I'm being as productive as possible.
Well, we're working. So we are working. This group is working. So I go home and do what I normally do. Just, you know, I work out. But I can't write a book. I don't know how to do that. But
I'll read your book. No, don't say that.
I'll read your book. Okay.
You can do it. Hey, guys, when this thing is over, I haven't seen you guys in person in so long.
I know.
I swear to you, I'm going to come out there and be in studio with you guys. I swear to you.
That was fun. That was great. Again, we appreciate that.
I can help you write the foreword to the next book.
Okay.
Yeah, who to thank. Yeah, it's not at the publisher. The other book's not at the publisher's yet, right?
Which one?
Well, it's
the alcohol book?
Yeah.
I finished it. I mean, we still have to edit it, but it's done.
Okay, you still got time to put us on the jacket in there somewhere?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to give you guys an acknowledgement. Mark my word.
All right. We appreciate it. I hate to beg, but we need the pub. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Ian K. We appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Be safe.
Take care. You too.
Love that dude. Yeah. Because he always said alcohol was never. I'm thinking, you got a writer for people that want to have a few drinks and still want to lose weight. And that's pretty much everybody.
What was his Instagram? Is it Dr. Ian Smith or Dr. Ian K. Smith?
It's Dr. Written Out.
Yeah. Dr. Written Out, but I didn't know if the K was in there or
I'm
not.
I'm sure we can find that in there. Nick's on Instagram.
I could go for a 25-minute workout.
Nick is always putting his sexy pictures on Instagram, I saw.
Yeah. Bunch of nipples.
All right.
Dr. Ian Smith, no K.
Okay. We had Dr. Mina on earlier, too. So check them both out on the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Later on, Hippie Man's going to phone the program, too. Sequestered.
Yeah, that guy's being productive.
Yes. Yeah. Smoking a lot of dope. He does that when he's not.
It's like, I'm taking giant bong rips.
He's one of those comedians that can't do shows right now, which is everybody.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dr. Ian Smith.
Oh, no.
I was talking about him.
Oh, him doing
he's
bong
just getting
rips.
Stuff done. Yeah.
Sure.
But I saw stuff, too, where I get that people have time being productive,
right.
But then I saw something online, too, where it's like, hey, if you're not getting anything done, it's fine. It's not like everybody's dealing with the global pandemic. You can't be like.
No, you're right. And his job is what he listed there is his job.
I mean,
he has to be in shape. He watches food and he writes books. He's doing his job. So I feel that we're still working.
Yeah, he's still working.
This show is working. We are actually doing what we do normally. The only thing I'm not doing is going to restaurants and bars and when I go home.
The only thing you're not doing is getting any alone time at home.
That's true. Yeah, well, they're thinking the same thing too. I'm sure.
You know? I know. We're all hurting.
So we're still
one.
Working, but I understand the person that's not working at the job that has all day now. You're right.
Well, the thing that
it's okay, though, if you want to lay around.
Right, yeah.
I'm fine with that. I got no problem with that.
The thing that I keep seeing, and it's a totally valid point, is, you know, especially for parents with kids, it's like, remember, you're not a teacher.
No.
Don't hold yourself to that standard.
No.
You know, my kid's doing all that stuff, and it's like, you know what? Look, if you get something done today, sure, good.
Right.
But if not, don't worry about it.
The kids have a lot of pressure anyway with the school going on through online, that kind of school. You're right.
Well, and every kid's going through it. They're all going to go back next year, and they'll all figure it out together.
Right.
You know?
Right.
None of them are seeing their friends.
Well, I wouldn't know how to teach them anywhere. I saw a writer's science test the other day. Yeah, I thought, what? What?
Over your head?
Oh, my God, Todd. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. Crazy equations.
Do you think you could have done better if you watched more Jeopardy?
No. I never liked
it. It just seeped in.
Osmosis. One thing you can never tell kids, because you want them, they have to get educations. No matter how far you go, you got to get through high school at least. So I don't dissuade them from that. But I always want to say, listen, you know that page you're looking at right now? You are not going to ever see that again the rest of your life. And you could be, and you probably, and you'll be fine. Because you're not Dr. Meaner, I mean, it was like one full page of equations, and I remember back in the day, but it's been, I saw, oh my God, that's ninth grade?
Yeah,
my daughter's in fifth grade, and I'm thanking God every day that she seems to have a handle on this stuff, because if she comes to me, I'm hosed.
You're totally screwed.
Especially math and some of that stuff.
Right.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Because they do it differently, and
you can't do it. And that's that age.
Yeah. She's 10.
Wait, you start seeing high school books. You know?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, once the science starts including math, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm done there, too.
I'd be like, oh, what kind of rock does it say that is? That's that kind of rock. But once it's like
and when the
equations.
And when the kids are in school, I realize you can drift off in class, too, but at least you're there. You're in that environment. So it's a lot easier for the kids there than it is sitting at their desk at their house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of pressure on these kids. I think most teachers and districts are getting it, at least.
Yeah, teachers.
Saying, listen, we're here for you, but You know, what are you going to get yelled at?
On a Zoom class, right. The teacher can't see when you're not wearing pants. Taking care of something else.
What if you're in the class, a kid can turn, if you're not paying attention, you can turn to the kid next to you and be like, what'd they say?
Right.
Yeah.
That's gone.
Exactly. All that's gone.
You can't cheat off the guy next to you.
I'd like actually a teacher to call in. We all know some teachers and how they're handling the Zoom classes.
And we know you're not busy.
No, you're well, a lot of them are, they're on Zoom.
They're probably prepping class right now.
I know they are.
They're working hard in just a very different way right now.
Big time. Craig?
What do you think of when you hear the word citrus? Is it orange slices after a soccer game or a lemon wedge in your water at your favorite restaurant? Yes and yes. But another thing that citrus brings to mind is sharing, because citrus was literally made to be shared, and no one knows that better than Sunkist. Sunkist grows the type of citrus you can't wait to peel or add to your favorite recipe that was just missing that one thing. And with over 40 citrus varieties, you'll never run out of things to share or people to share with, like all your friends coming over for game night or book club or your next big pregame. There's a citrus cocktail, mocktail, dinner, and dessert for all of it. However you share and whoever you share with, Sunkist will be there to make it a whole lot sweeter. Learn about all 40 of Sunkist's delicious citrus varieties like Caracara oranges, Mineola tangelos, blood oranges, and more at sunkist.com. Sunkist, share what's real.
Some landlords in Hawaii.
You better put our name in that book.
Which island?
Yeah.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Which island?
You like a licky dicky?
Yeah, that's a nice place.
Are reportedly asking renters to pay with sexual favors instead of money.
Oh, I've seen the videos.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's landlord. Yeah. That's on YouPorn. That's on landlord YouPorn.
Thanks to the coronavirus.
Oh, and a lot of them are real estate agents, too.
Yeah.
Private showing.
Yesterday, the Hawaii State Commission on the Status of Women said they've gotten an alarming number of reports about landlords taking advantage of their tenants' financial struggles during recent weeks. They reportedly asking women for sex or even responding to questions about rent.
What is a goblin?
By sending sexual images over the text and email.
Yeah. Does it go the other way around, too? Do women offer it up to landlords in lieu of money?
Probably. Not all of them. Maybe the... I don't know. But you know what? The fact is, if a landlord owns the building, you do that too much, you have no money.
Right.
Well,
right.
A lot of people aren't in a position to pay their rent right now.
But then you forgive them and don't say, how about a... instead of being a scumbag.
Yeah. The landlord can't go into the bank and be like, hey, why don't we just take my pants off and take care of this right now? Huh?
Here's how I got paid.
Yeah.
I'll pay you.
I want to make a deposit.
Yeah.
Officials from the commission say they're worried about women not wanting to report what's happened or being afraid to shelter in place during the pandemic. They do add that it's illegal.
Yeah.
Yes. That
for
too.
A landlord to retaliate against a tenant who files a complaint against them, so victims should not be discouraged to come forward.
But landlord porn is pretty good. I agree with Todd on that one. Yeah. Yeah. I think they're fake, though, but I'm not sure. I think they're fake. Dr. Ian K. Smith, check the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Hippie Man, a.k.a. John Novosad. Yeah. He's going to join us from his Denver bunker in just a little bit.
Nice. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.